You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Beaten again last weekend, Norwich, and knocked out of the Capital One Cup midweek. It's not a crisis lead just yet for Norwich City, but things aren't exactly panning out how Alex Neil will have envisioned. I mean, they haven't kept a clean sheet in the Premier League yet, and they've only got 9 points from their opening 10 games, so Norwich struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I was very surprised in midweek that they took it as far as they did against Everton, all the way to penalties, of course. I thought they'd be beaten maybe 2 or 3-1 in normal time by Everton, but maybe that says more about Everton than anything else. Look, City are just scoring goals for fun at the moment, aren't they? It doesn't really seem to matter that Aguero's not there. They're making very light work of it. They're pretty lucky in a sense that the fixtures have run the way they are, because they've hardly had a tough game bar in the Man United one. I think they'll score goals here again. My theory about them, you know, being slow off the mark in the first half, obviously was found to be wrong against Bournemouth. They really hit the ground running in that one. Can Norwich put up more of an effort against them? It's funny, you know, I think if this was a team with Aguero in it, I think they tend to press a lot more in the midfield and find a way through the defence. And I think sometimes they can be found to be a little bit pedestrian at times, Man City, just because they're playing the ball so nicely and trying to find Aguero's feet. Whereas when they play with Sterling, De Bruyne and Remy up front, they seem to be a much more direct team. And that's what we're going to get this weekend, of course, as well. I love De Bruyne scored in midweek, didn't he? I love him to get on the score sheet. Unfortunately, he's not that great a price for a midfielder who might not get as many chances as you'd hope he'd get. But I think City win this one comfortably. I think it'll be an easy win. I mean, I'm guessing -2 is a touch of odds against, is it?
It is. -2 is
15-8.
It's 15-8 -2.
Big price, that. Big
price. Okay, yeah, that's all. I'm surprised at that. I thought it'd be shorter than that. Yeah. That's only a 3-goal victory. You could win 4-1 and still land that.
Well, yeah, 15-8, City -2 looks a great bet in comparison to City 2-7. But City 2-7 is a big price anyway, you know. I mean, you'd rather back that than Tottenham at 2-5 to beat Villa, you know, poor though Villa are.
Yeah.
Just because City don't often mess up, whereas Tottenham, we know, over several seasons they have. Yeah, I mean, not as you've gone out to 11-1, but you can put a 0 on the end of that, and I still wouldn't be tempted, because they just do not look... They don't look a side capable of handling City. And, you know, we've seen how City have been pulverising teams like this for about 2 or 3 seasons now. I don't see any different. I don't see why they shouldn't do this weekend. Yeah, there's the question of the Champions League next week against Sevilla. Big game for them. But, come on, you know, we know what the results are going to be here. I'm going to go for what Lee said there. City -2 at 15-8.
Yeah, I like that as well. City -2, 15-8 in that 3 p.m. kickoff.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.